أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزلة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم. In this session, inshallah, we will translate, we'll explain what we were explaining last time about إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازَ verse 31. Allahu Akbar. First 31 through 37. So we have said that I will ask Sheikh Sahib another time to recite from verse 31 to the end. إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازًا until verse 40 to the end.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازًا حَدَائِقَ وَأَعْنَابًا وَكَوَاعِبَ أَتْرَابًا وكأسا دهاقا لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا كذابا جزاء من ربك عطاء حسابا رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما الرحمن لا يملكون منه خطابا يوم يقوم الروح والملائكة صفا لا يتكلمون إلا من أذن له الرحمن وقال صوابا ذلك اليوم الحق فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه مآبا إنا أنذرناكم عذابا قريبا يوم ينظر المرء ما قدمت يداه ويقول الكافر يا ليتني كنت ترابا صدق الله العظيم.
صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا نبيه الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين الشاكرين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing here, as we said in the previous session, that for the muttaqin he will give them paradise, success, and gardens and vineyards, and he will give them young mature maidens of equal age and a full cup وَكَأْسًا دِهَاكًا and a full cup of wine, it's a heavenly wine, where they don't hear anything of backbiting or false or evil talk. جَزَاءً مِنْ رَبِّكَ عَطَاءً حِسَابًا a reward from your Lord, an ample calculated gift according to the best of their good deeds. So we explained that, and let us look from the other side, that it is said that Prophet ﷺ said the most fearful ayah or the most difficult ayah for azab that came in the Holy Quran, describing what the people of hellfire is going to be in, was the verse that before it's in the muttaqina mafaza, it's the 430, verse 30, which say, so taste you the result of your evil actions, no increase shall we give you except in torment. Means the people of fire, they are never going to go out of it. The people who worshipped other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who were unbelievers, are not going to receive any kind of release from hellfire for ages and ages to go. That was the strongest ayah that been mentioned in Holy Quran, as Prophet said, وَقَدْ رُوِيَ عَنِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَنَّ هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ أَشَدُّ مَا فِي الْقُرْآنِ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ النَّارِ. This is the most strongest ayah on the people of hellfire. Wherever they ask to be released from one kind of azab, punishment, they will be put in another punishment worse than it, stronger than it. So after he showed that, he immediately came to verse 31 saying, now, you see what's going to happen to these unbelievers, but for you believers, he is encouraging the people to straighten themselves. He's showing them that if you want to be unbelievers, you are going to be in hellfire. But if you want to be believers, muttaqun, he said, إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازًا. Verily, for muttaqun, there is a reward. And he described the reward, إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازًا حَدَائِقَ وَعَنَابَ, gardens and grape, vineyards. And we explain that. Let us see from a different angle what is the meaning of that. And he said, I am giving you gardens and vineyards, and I am giving you to marry from the most beautiful, mature ladies, and I am going to give you وَكَأْسًا دِهَاقًا, a full cup of wine, full, where it's that cup is never going to, you know, in dunya, where if someone drink alcoholic products, he become drunk. But in akhirah, Allah is describing, no, when I give you that, it's I'm giving it by permission, that will never make you to be drunk. That's why you're never going to say any kind of evil talk or evil action. It is said from the people of sincerity and reality that what Allah meant, وفي التأويلات النجمية من أهل الخواص, they said, the people of special people, mean sincere people, إن للمتقين, he is describing متقين, means those which are trying to destroy their dark egos. To be a muttaqi means you have to struggle with yourself, with your bad desires, with your four enemies, nafs, dunya, hawa, shaitan. The nafs is the ego, the dunya is the this dunya, this world, hawa, bad desires, shaitan is evil. You have to fight and struggle with that. So those who are struggling against this darkness, this evenness, they are unveiling the veils, and they are bringing themselves into what? Into mafaza, into a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because they become muttaqin, they become muttaqun, they are fighting themselves, so Allah is rewarding them. What He is rewarding them? He is rewarding them with something cannot be described except for us to understand. It is described as hadaiqa wa a'naba, gardens and vineyard. But what are these gardens? This is in the interpretation meaning. We explained the physical meaning before. This is the interpretational meaning. Hadaiqa is the gardens of knowledge, the gardens of ma'rifah, the gardens where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because when you say, I have a garden of flowers or a fruit tree, means you have unlimited numbers of different flowers. You cannot have a garden of one flower, it's become boring. You are looking and looking. It feels that you are missing something. If you don't want to say boring, but you are feeling that you are missing something. So what Allah wants you to have a garden is full of different kind of flowers, different colors. So what it means here, a garden of different blessings, of delights, of the beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He will bestow on that heart of that believer. It becomes like a garden, like a rainbow of colors in his heart, that he can move through all these colors and understand these colors represent knowledges. Every ocean of knowledge is one color. So these colors that we know in our life, from white to black, in between, there are colors that you cannot count between white and black. So means there are ocean of knowledges represented by every color, because it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you with His beautiful names, like become like a rainbow of colors that you will be dressed on yourself. When He bestow on you that and gives you that and reward you that, you will be successful. You will be described as you have succeeded in what you have achieved. And what you have achieved, you have achieved the beautifulness and majestic and merciful and all the other different attributes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed on you. So these attributes are like gardens. These gardens are like gardens of the heart. The heart becomes gardens that uplifted itself from the worldly connection and connected itself with the heavenly connection. So when you connect your heart with heavens, you will receive different from when you connect your heart with world. World is leaving you in dunya, heavens will give you akhirah. So when you are uplifted and connected yourselves to heaven, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send on you, will make your heart, which is connected with heaven, full of vineyards, of trees, of knowledge that are growing from your heart toward heavens. They are standing up. Means always you are in ulu, always you are riding, going from a lower to a higher, from a lower to a higher levels. And that is a continuous mislain, always in success, in what you say, going up, ascending. When you become ascending, you are reaching more and more toward the divine presence, means you are knowing more and more the greatness of your Lord. And as you are growing, as you are ascending more and more and knowing the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your love become more. And you, when your love become more, you become as if you are drunk, you are drinking from a vineyard of love. When people are in love, they drink in dunya, unbelievers. But when Allah wants to give you a heavenly drink of wine, it's completely different. It's a spiritual dimension to describe how much your love is so pure to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He is building you up through that love. You will not be able to see anyone at that time except that divine presence. And when you are seeing that divine presence, you will be granted kawa'iba atraba. And kawa'iba atraba, as it is explained, and young full-breasted mature maidens of equal age, but in the interpretation, it says كواعب أترابا أبكارا اللطائف والمعارف. At that time you will be granted. We know that we have layers of lataif, seven different points, layers on our chest, that you can go from one layer to another layer of lataif. And that's why many of spiritual people and many of ascetic used to use their lataif in order to uplift themselves. And we describe that lataif, seven lataifs and nine in the Golden Chain book. So these different lataif at that time will be open to you. These seven levels that you will be granted, you will be achieved, and it will be open to you. Every level describes one heaven until you reach the seven heavens. Means the truth and the knowledge of the seven heavens will be opened to you, and you will be inheriting from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He will give to your heart from what Allah has given to him from Ulum al-Awwaleen wal-Akhirin. And then he said, when you become full, when your heart become inspired with this lataif and knowledge of seven heavens, you will be given a ka'san dihaqa. You will be given a full cup, as it is described here, and a full cup of wine, means a full cup of Allah's love. When you will be granted a full cup of Allah's love, means everything in your eyes disappear. Even you don't know anymore yourself. Your only hope, your only goal is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ilahi, that is what is it. Ilahi, anta maqsoodi, wa ridaqa matloobi. O Allah, you are my goal. I am going there. Ilahi, anta maqsoodi. This is where the only you that I am going after. Wa ridaqa matloobi, and your to be satisfied with me. That's what is my pleasure. So you cannot see anything at that time except Ilahi anta maqsoodi wa ridaqa matloobi. Ilahi anta maqsoodi wa ridaqa matloobi. Nothing else. That will be granted to you at that time. So that cup will be full of love and from the knowledge and ma'rifah. You will never listen anymore. La yasmahuna fiha lahwan wa la kizzaba. You will never at that time, you are going to hear any whispering of dunya in your ear. No more gossips of dunya in your heart. No more love to the heart, to the dunya. No more love to any pleasure of dunya. No more love to any wealth of dunya. No more love to anything. Only your love is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu wassalam. Today, people, their love is what? Is their homes, how to decorate? Is their families? Is their children? How many cars they have, or how many things they have, or how much jewelry they have? The love of dunya. But when you are building yourself up in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this love of dunya become nothing to you. It become like it doesn't exist compared to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When your heart is full of that mahabba, of that love, of that cup, wa ka'san dihaqa, a full cup of love, there is nothing else to fill it, to fill on it. It will split, it's spill. Whatever you put goes out. So when it is full of Allah's love, that's it. You are reaching a perfect moon. There is no more perfection. So you will not be hearing any gossips of shaitan. That's why, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إله الناس, you will be inheriting the secret of that surah, Surah An-Nas. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Oh, I am asking Allah refuge from, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. I am asking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of people, the creator of people. إِلَهِ النَّاسِ مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ, from the gossips of the devil. شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ, the one that who make gossips in the heart of people. So at that time when you fill your heart with ma'rifatullah and the love of Allah, when He gives you that ka'sa and the haqa, a full cup of love, there is no more any wait for that devil or evenness. Gossip will come to your heart, finish, it's gone. Because you are seeking refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from shaitan. Allah, Allah. And this is jaza'an min rabbika ata'an hisaba. Allah has given to you this as a reward from your Lord. Allah is giving you because this is what you were trying, you are asking, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving. And you will be taken away from the fire of this dunya. Because that dunya, although you are not feeling physically the fire of it, the heat of it, but in akhirah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not say to order this dunya to be bardan wa salaman on you, like the fire was bardan wa salaman on Sayyidina Ibrahim, Allah, when He said, Ya naru kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim, O fire, be cool and peaceful on Ibrahim. The Sayyidina Ibrahim, if Allah said, be cool, he would have been frozen. He said, wa salaman, and peaceful. So this dunya, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to be happy with our amal and say to this dunya to be cool and peace on us, we are going to feel that heat in the grave. We are going to feel the heat of that dunya in the judgment day. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save us when we uplift ourselves toward Him. When we follow His way, He will save us from the heat of this dunya, which is going to be like a fire. And He will reward us by separating us, by pulling us away from the heat of dunya, from the fire of dunya to the paradise of akhirah. And it is said that وَكَوَاعِبَ, كَوَاعِب is the is something that is coming out from the body, expanding, or anything that has a shape, outstanding shape, as it is described, full-breasted. But here it means, in the interpretation, it means that kawaib is from the names, the beautiful names and attribute, whatever comes out from them of knowledge and ma'rifah is described as full-breasted. Means something out was hidden, and because you became mature to receive that, it comes out from its place. And this is was described as a daughter, as a girl, a young girl that has no breast, and when she grow up, that breast comes. He is describing the beautifulness of the knowledge that will be coming out and exposed to you when you are struggling in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said, وَكَوَاعِبَ مِنْ صُوَرِ آثَارِ الْأَسْمَاءِ فِي جَنَّةِ الْأَفْعَالِ. He said, this means the pictures, the relics or the athar, relics of the pictures
of the names that they are in the paradises of actions. Means when you do something good in paradise where everything good, what he called the Jannatul Af'al, means the garden of actions, of beautiful actions. If you are in that beautiful garden of beautiful actions and do you something good, at that time something nice will come out that never came before. And every time new ones coming out, he described them as something that fully blossoms. Oh, good word. And he said, أَتْرَعْبَ مُتَسَاوِيَ فِي التَّرْتِيبِ. So this, from different names and attributes, you will, as we said before, it is like a rainbow of knowledge. Every color is a knowledge, an ocean of knowledge. You will be receiving from all of them similar and in the same sequence knowledge. And equal knowledge from every name and attribute. It will be coming to you. It is not one name give you more and one name give you less. No, you will be able to get from all of them the same amount of knowledge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send to you. And that's the meaning of atraba. Kawa'iba atraba means blossoms, fully blossoms, equal in size. Means you will be blossoming. Your knowledge will be blossoms coming out, and all of these knowledges will be equal in sizes, mean equal in quantity of ma'rifah from these beautiful names and attributes in the paradise of action, fi jannatul af'al. Wa ka'san dihaqa, he say, wa ka'san min ladhati mahabbati al-athar mamzuja bil zanjabil wal kafur. He say that you will be receive a full cup of pleasure, of love, of from pleasurely love, that love will be toward these blossoms, relics, that or knowledge that comes out in equal quantity, mixed with zanjabil, and mixed with different beautiful taste of the fruit of paradise. And they will be given a reward that has no end. جَزَاءً مِنْ رَبِّكَ عَطَاءً حِسَابًا. He will give you without an end. It's giving you and giving you with no end according to his generosity. فَلَا شَيْءٌ أَلَذَّ لَهُمْ بِحَسَبِ أَذْوَاقِهِمْ مِمَّا هُمْ فِيهِ. There will be no, they assure you that there will be nothing more delicious or more pleasurely than what Allah has given them in that level, في هذا المقام, in that situation. رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما الرحمن لا يملكون منه خطابا. The Lord of heavens, from the Lord of the heavens and the earth and whatsoever is in between them, the most gracious, with whom they cannot dare to speak on the day of resurrection except by his leave. Allah, Allah. Inshallah, we will continue this next time and we will stop here. He is the Lord of heavens and earth and what is between them. What is between them? What is between heavens and earth? Who knows? رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. He is the Lord of heaven, and he didn't say Lords of heaven and earth. He was able to say رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Finish. But he said رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, the Lord of heavens and earth, وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا, and what is between them. So what is between them?
He is saying, I am the Lord of what is between them. He specified that there is something between them, between heavens and earth. Whatever in heavens, He is the Lord of that. Whatever on earth, it is the Lord of that. He is the Lord of that. And what is in between? Allahu Akbar. He says, وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا الرَّحْمَنِ رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما. He said رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما الرحمن. And he stopped at Rahman. You stop in the verse. From the Lord of the heavens and earth and whatsoever is in between them, the most gracious. Then he said, لَا يَمْلِكُونَ مِنُهُ خِطَابًا, with whom they cannot dare to speak on the day of resurrection. He specified that there is something in between. And then he said, Ar-Rahman. He spoke about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beautiful name, the merciful. And no one can dare to speak. لَا يَمْلِكُونَ مِنُهُ خِطَابًا. No one can have power to speak in that day of resurrection. Allah, greatness, azamatullah. We are weak. What we can describe is nothing. He mentioned his rububiyyah. He said, Rabbu samawat. He said, I am the Lord. He mentioned that the power in his hand. But the power in my hand, I am the Rahman. He said, رَبُّ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, I'm the Lord, the powerful Lord. Rabb means the one that has the power. وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا, and what is between heaven and earth is my rahmah there. Ar-Rahman, don't worry. O mu'mins, don't worry. When there will be no one there in the judgment day to speak, no one can dare to say anything. لَا يَمْلِكُونَ مِنُهُ خِطَابًا. No one can say anything. And Allah says in another verse, مَنْ دَلَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. The only people can dare to speak is those who Allah gives them the permission of intercession. And who is that? Is Sayyidina Muhammad عليه أفضل الصلاة والسلام. He is describing, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ الشَّيْءَ فَسَأَكْتُبُهَا لِنَا يَتَّقُونَ. I am going to write it for those who are on the muttaqun. وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. My mercy has encompassed everything. I am going to write it. I am going to give it for those muttaqun. When he give it to those muttaqun is finished. Those muttaqun, everyone is hoping to become a muttaqi from Muslims. By the shafa'ah of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah will give them that. Means Allah Rabbuhum, the Lord, Rabbu samawati wal ard, the Lord of heavens. He is the one that gives. He is the Lord that has the power. He is the one that can give everything to heavens and earth, and what is between them is His rahmah. وَرَحْمَتُهُ الْوَاسِعَةِ, and His complete and vast rahmah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give. So when Allah gives from where? رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا, and what is between them? I am the Lord of heaven and earth that I give. So what He gives? He described His beautiful names, Ar-Rahman. And that's why it is said in that tafsir that هو الرحمن أي ربهم المعطي إياهم ذلك العطاء هو الرحمن لأن عطاياهم من النعم الظاهرة الجليلة دون الباطنة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that gives, and Rahman is what Allah gives them from this His favors in dunya and akhirah. From Ismur Rahman, from the name of Ar-Rahman. That's why it came in the middle.
means Allah will give you وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا from Ismur Rahman. He will give you under your control what is in heavens and earth completely. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ whatever in heavens and earth he made it under your control, O mu'min, O Muslim, by Ismur Rahman, from his name Ar-Rahman, because he put it between رَبُّ السَّمَوَاتِ, the Lord of heavens and earth, and what is between them. And what is between them, he said, Ar-Rahman, that beautiful name. Means he is the Lord of the heavens, if we want to look it at the interpretational meaning, it means when your heart open, when your heart become a fertile land for receiving lights of knowledge, he is becoming Allah Rabbu Samawat al Arwah. He becomes the Lord of heavens of the souls of your heart. As he said, مَا وَسِعَتْنِي سَمَاءِ وَلَا أَرْضِي neither my heavens nor my earth contained me. Only what contained me is the heart of the believer. So here it comes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send to you from the knowledge of that name to make your heart a heavens for knowledge. And he is the Lord of Samawat al-Arwah wa Ard al-Nufus. He is the Lord of the heavens of souls, because heavens at the beginning, Rabbu Samawat, let's take the verse, Rabbu Samawat, verse 37, the Lord of the heavens and earth. So heavens represent the souls, earth represent the what? The body. The ego. So what he is saying here in the interpretation is the Lord of the heavens of the souls and the earth of the egos. وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا and what is between them? So what is between the heavens of the souls, which is the heart, and the ego of the self, the earth of the ego, is what? وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا is مِنَ السِّرِّ وَالْقَلْبِ is from the secret and from the heart. Means whatever in the heart is what is between them. And there where Allah said, neither my heavens nor my earth contain me, the heart contain me. This is what is between them. So between heavens and earth is what? Is the heart of the mu'min, where all this light will be descending. And what is their strength? The secret and the heart. وَأَقْوَاهُمَ الرُّحَانِيَةِ and what is strongest in them and what is the pillars of these secrets and the heart, it's ar-ruhaniya, is the spirituality that comes from Ismur Rahman. Ismur Rahman is the name that has all kind of beautifulness, beauty and majestic, because it is between the two names, لوقوعه بين الله الجامع وبين الرحيم. Because الرحمن, الله الرحمن الرحيم. It's coming in between Allah and الرحيم is the name of الرحمن. الرحمن is the name that bringing the beauty and the majestic. The two different manifestation of Allah's beautiful name. And that's why he described them by Ar-Rahman. So the power of the heart and the secret of the heart is coming. The secret represents the heavens, the heart represents the earth. So what is between them, the one that connecting them together, is that beautiful name, that secret that Allah opened to you, that ocean that Allah opened from his beautiful name Ar-Rahman. It will be the light or the spirit of this combination. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us, and inshallah next time we will continue where we stopped today. Wa min Allahi tawfiq wa harmatul fatiha. Wa min Allahi tawfiq wa harmatul fatiha.